April 6, Angel Guidance. And the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, Arise, and go toward the south, unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. Acts 8:26. God has recorded many narratives in His inspired word to teach us that the human family is the object of the special care of heavenly angels. Man is not left to become the sport of Satan's temptations. All heaven is actively engaged in the work of communicating light to the inhabitants of the world, that they may not be left without spiritual guidance. An eye that never slumbers nor sleeps is guarding the camp of Israel. 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels are ministering to the needs of the children of men. Voices inspired by God are crying, This is the way, walk ye in it. If men will hear the voice of warning, if they will trust to God's guidance and not to finite judgment, they will be safe. Heavenly angels watch those who are seeking for enlightenment and cooperate with those who try to win souls to Christ. This is shown in the experience of Philip and the Ethiopian. A heavenly messenger was sent to Philip to show him his work for the Ethiopian. Angels of God were taking notice of this seeker for light. Today as then, angels are leading and guiding those who will be led and guided. The angel sent to Philip could himself have done the work for the Ethiopian, but this was not God's way of working. As God's instruments, men must work for others. When God pointed out to Philip his work, the disciple did not say, as many are saying today, God does not mean that. I will not be too confident, or I shall make a mistake. Philip that day learned a lesson of conformity to God's will that was worth everything to him. He learned that every soul is precious in the sight of God, and that angels will bring light to those who are in need of it. Through the ministration of angels, God sends light to His people, and through His people the light is to be given to the world. Faithful sentinels are on guard to direct souls in right paths.